the Fowler by Dane and Raj. I smell fishy aroma and feel slime while I slip my hand down the railing to go down the stairs of the boat. I tripped off the boat and slid high to a tall, rugged man. I asked for his name. The man replied, George. I stroll slowly to my already bought mansion. I take a carriage to Johnson Street where my mansion is located. I jog up to my grand entrance way of a marvelous mansion. The doors creaked. As I gently pushed it, I trotted into a dark and dusty mansion. I flicked on the lights and gazed upon a man standing. I flinched and the man vanished. I rapidly pumped my legs and busted into my room, only to find Ivan, my assistant for writing, waiting for me at my desk.
Ivan welcomed me to the new house. We must start right away, Ivan nervously said. On what? I questioned Ivan. Ivan explained, we need to start on a new novel. Okay, I stated. We quickly raced to my studio. I did not bother to lock the door. As I stroll down the hallway, it seems as if the paintings are watching me. I frequently examine the paintings around me. What are you doing? Ivan questioned. I think we're being watched.
Ivan checked my eyes to see if I was drunk. Then he calmly suggested, we should call the police. I do not feel comfortably with them around, I said nervously. We rushed to my working studio and started writing a story. The story is going to be a scary one, I said excitedly. While Ivan takes care of characters, I started on a plot. And what will happen? We worked till dark, and we lit about 10 candles. We continue working, and then, with no windows open, a gust of wind blows all the candles out. I saw a man, I said frightenedly.
I ran out the room searching for the man which is following me. It was the same man that visited me earlier. I see his shadow as he runs through the moonlight. As I was running, I lost my balance and fell. The man was gone. How did he get in here? I shouted to Ivan. I didn't see anyone, Ivan stated. There was a man. My eyes do not fib. The cops will come and search the whole house. I thought you didn't like them, sir, Ivan questioned. We need to find this man, I exclaimed.
The officers arrived, and they had checked the whole house. I told them which room I last saw him in. The windows were nailed shut. I walked up to the window, and it was nailed. I looked at the nails and pushed the one to the right. I went in making the window open. The cops asked how I knew. That makes no sense. The officers arrived, and they had checked the whole house. I told them which room I last saw him in, and the windows were nailed shut. I walked up to the window, and it was nailed. I looked at the nails and pushed the one to the right. It went in, making the window open. The cops asked how I knew that, and it was because I wrote it. That was in one of my stories. The cops left, and Ivan and I went to bed. I double-locked my doors. I bolted the window so I knew the man can't come for me. When I woke up, I had a note on my chest. It said, I'm a big fan of yours. I shoved myself off the bed. Ivan, I yelled. Ivan did not reply. I suddenly fell backwards and down the stairs. Wham! I slammed into a window and got thrown out of it. I landed in the garbage place and spotted a dead body. I did not move a muscle. After five minutes, I got up and stared down at the body. Could it be Ivan? I thought to myself.
Why are you down there? Questioned Ivan. Why didn't you respond when I called you? I questioned. I was making breakfast, responded Ivan. I slowly backed to my feet. I shuffled through the pile and climbed up to my window. I thought to myself, was this all planned? I did not speak a word to Ivan. I climbed straight up to the spot where I tripped. How did this man get in? I went and got Ivan and brought him to the spot where the body was. I took a quick look and the body was no longer there. Then where has it gone?
The body was no longer there, I said in confusion. I got scared and backed away. How could this be? I barked. Something's not right, I thought. Maybe someone hid it while I left. I sat, thinking all the possible conclusions. I peeked out the window back at my desk.